Chile is your home of the hottest hits, and these two boys are scooting around Tasmania, an epic journey, 1,200 Ks, to raise awareness for youth suicide and mental health. And their names are Justin Grave and Nathan Newton. The boys, join us. Good morning.
Good morning.
G'day, Dan. G'day, Marie.
Hi.
Mate, that's an epic journey. Tell us how it all started out.
Guess, Dan, about 12 months ago, I lost a mate lost his son to youth suicide, and they've been raising funds, doing a run for Tarkin, and Nathan and myself are big runners, so we thought we wanted to jump on board, but we weren't going to be out there in our joggers, mate, so we thought we'll jump on the scooters and try and do something a bit different.
Amazing. So is this an electronic scooter or one that you have to actually push off with your foot?
Yeah, they've got little 100cc motors, so as long as we don't have too much of a head breeze, we should make it to the East Coast.
Are you both, like, giving each other a dink as well?
No, we're not going to dink. We've both got a scooter each. So we head off from the Burnie Yacht Club at 9 a.m. We're going to have some guests there from Speak Up Stay Chatty and the Burnie Council and a few things like that. So we'll head off from there and hit the roads. Obviously, tomorrow's a pretty reasonable day. We're going to head right across the north of the state to the East Coast and finish in St Helens tonight.
Wow. So have you been keeping your eye on the temperature just to make sure it doesn't drop down too cold?
Yeah, we only just checked it just before. We haven't kept too much of an eye on it because we didn't want to get too paranoid about what was going to happen, but I'd give you the tip, it'll be very terrible if we're out there in the wet on these little scooters banging on the road. It's not going to make too nice of the trip, I don't imagine.
And you're pretty big blokes as well. Are you going to be wearing something highly visible so people can donate to you while you're on the road?
Yeah, Dan, we have tins to rattle. We've got a support truck behind us, so yeah, if people see us, I'm sure we'll be able to grab their money. But if they want, they can jump over to our Facebook page, which is Scooting Out Youth Suicide, and there's links there to our GoFundMe, which is probably a safer and easier option.
And some of the statistics that are coming through about youth suicide are quite startling. It's not just about raising money, but awareness as well.
Yeah, big things getting out there, and they're putting it out there in front of the community because, especially in Tassie, yeah, the numbers are absolutely crazy. So, yeah, get it out there in front of all the folk in the community, and hopefully as we ride along Tassie, we get more businesses and more people jump on board.
Yeah, and hoping to save lives as well, because obviously I know the whole White House family as well, being a Burnie boy myself, and young Tarkin is an absolute weapon, basketballer and a great bloke. Suddenly he's not with us, and it's the second anniversary of it. So the run for Tarkin as well, you're raising money for, and it's imperative, isn't it, that this doesn't ever happen again?
That's right, Dan. Anything we can do to raise a little bit of awareness, and if we just get the discussion open and people talking about it, and if we can try and change the curve a little bit, it would be that's all we're after.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we think that you're absolute champions for doing this, and hopefully some more businesses and even just Good Samaritans in the public can get on board with this. So where again can we go and find out about the donations and where you'll be riding to and from?
Yeah, all the info you need is on our Facebook page, which is Scooting Out Youth Suicide, and there's links from there to our GoFundMe page.
Biggest part where we're hoping people are going to join in is when we leave Rosebery on Sunday and ride back to Burnie. So we want as many people as possible to ride back into Burnie with us for the finish, which would be awesome.
And that'll be at Yachty's as well, at the City by the Sea, the most wonderful place on earth, Burnie.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place, isn't it, Dan?
Dan did call it the bunghole of nothingness at one point.
Yeah, I did, but I didn't mean it. We have a love-hate relationship.
No, it is a little bit like that sometimes. It is a really nice place, though, but there's just not much going on at the minute.
I'm sure it's
except a really big scooter ride.
It's good on the inside.
Oh, we're legends. You guys are awesome. We love you guys, especially Maris boys as well. Pull your socks up, boys, and love the truth. Justin Grave and Nathan Newton, thanks for joining us, and we'll support you with Scooting Out Youth Suicide for sure, and we'll chuck up all the links at chillyfm.com.au.
Thanks, guys. Thanks to Chilly for the support. Yeah, that's it. The